Good morning, Dr. Gary here. We are sellers of dental practices nationwide. I'm a dentist myself, 25 years, and we've been selling dental practices now for 12 years with 10 employees. We have a great team to service you. So today's topic is, what happens when a seller has a very challenging office to sell, and we've been encountering difficulties. We'll go over that, what happened in this circumstance. So anyway, we're now selling dental practices in 27 states, and we are nationwide. We have 10 employees. Excuse me, it's time for glasses. Wow, is it bright? I'm down at the Jersey Shore. So it's 10 employees, 12 years we've been doing it. I was a dentist for 25. And we're here to serve you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. We can help you out. Let's close the windows here, get a little more comfortable. Now, you could reach us every day except Christmas and Easter. We pick up the phone constantly. Doesn't matter what day it is, what hour it is, we pick it up. We work 363 days. Our phone number is 201-663-0935. Our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebroker.com. So just look us up and we'd be more than happy to assist you. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO, please call us. We have connections with all of them all over the country. We sell to the biggest ones. They pay our commission majority of the time. You will not have to pay a commission. Sometimes we can get your legal fees reimbursed at closing also. So call us and we'll be happy to work with you. We're like the middle person, but you could always reach us. We're the in-between person. I don't care how big the DSO is. There are times you can't reach them. The development acquisition person's not available. Can't reach them on the weekends. We are available. Remember, we're also the only one. We have a director of operations. We have two CPA accountants. I mean, we are making things happen, and we're excited about it, excited to help you. The information you're about to hear obviously is for information, is for entertainment purposes only. It's not legal or business advice. Speak to your professionals for that. So anyway, what's going on this deal? What is the situation? Well, you have a practice that's very challenging to sell. Let me give you some of the parameters. Space is about 2,800 square feet. Operatories about 5, and then room for 2 more. The gross is below 400,000. The rent is just below 5,500. You have a challenging situation because you have rent that's essentially 17-18% of your collections. How is a new buyer going to come in when he's straddled with that? He has to skyrocket the practice, or an alternative may be to bring another practice into this practice, because the rent is so high. Secondly, doctors supplied us with the numbers. We think some of the numbers are just wrong, and they say it's not, but they're having a supply cost of triple the national average. There's something wrong there. If your supplies are calling triple the national average, it's challenging. The amount of money the doctor's taking home is very low. We're talking take home is less than 12% of the practice. Less than 12%. It's like, how is a buyer going to come in and manage to do this? It's very challenging. Alternative could be sell the records, sell the patient records, but then you have an office filled with equipment. You'd like to get something for it, but it's 10 years old, 15 years old, you're not going to get much for it. But the bigger issue is you're still stuck with the lease. So selling the office is not an alternative. This office has to be ramped up. It may take 1 or 2 years. That's going to be with marketing, advertising, website. It's going to be maybe joining some extra insurance companies, even though you may not want to. You may have to. The gross has to go up because you cannot pass this on to somebody else because their overhead is going to be so high just managing the office because you're grossing so little. Your gross should be 3 times what this is. Rent should be in the 5 to 8%. Alternative, what is our plan? Sell the records off. Maybe the landlord will let you out of the lease. And then sell off the equipment individually. Maybe you'll get something for it. Or ramp up the office. How do you ramp up the office? It's going to be marketing, advertising, website. You have to spend some money on that. Also, besides that, you may want to join some extra insurance companies. Perhaps you've got to increase the hours. Perhaps you have to engage staff that is not only a good, you know, fairly paid, well, but is also an incentive plan. So a patient comes in for tooth whitening, you talk them into to laminates, porcelain veneers. I mean, this can be done. So these are some alternatives that you have. But right now, this is a practice that is not easily saleable. I can't sell it. Under the circumstances, with the massive overhead, I can't sell this. And I feel bad for the doctor. But what are we going to do? We don't have a lot of choices. We want to get something out of the practice, so we can't walk away. I don't like the alternative of selling the records because they're difficult. A lot of those buyers only want to pay on the income from those records. They don't want to pay up front. We can't get out of the lease easily. It's a couple years left. So how did you get into this predicament? I don't know. But we can get you out of that. We have thoughts and ideas. I think it's going to take 2 years. There's an alternative out there for you. And I think we could work it out. You know, we have some very, very large practices we do work with. And we also try to help the smaller ones too. We're available to you. I was a dentist. I know what you're going through. I've been doing this a long time. We're here for you. So just call us. Let's see if we can work out something for you. Thank you.